Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God that engages us today is Paul's letter to the Ephesians, especially these words. Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. Speaking the truth in love, that has got to be one of the hardest things for us to do. How do we speak the truth in love when we live in a critical culture, a society in which we automatically assume the worst about other people and their actions? Rumors, innuendos, half-truths, and lies are the order of the day. And in our war of words, we're always ready to ratchet it up another notch as we try to outshout the other person. The media manufacture controversy in order to sell newspapers and boost TV ratings, and we buy into it. Gossip magazines and the supermarket checkout make money from exposing the flaws and the failures of celebrities, politicians, and other famous people. And we love these insinuations and lies more than the truth because they give us something exciting to talk about, as well as ammunition for our arguments. And when someone offends us personally, we're more likely to broadcast it on our blogs and in our water cooler conversations than we are to speak to the person directly and respectfully, face to face. I wish that I could say that's just the way of the world, but sadly, it's also the way we often operate in the church. Christians also struggle to tame their tongues. The eighth commandment, you shall not bear false witness, is probably one of the hardest ones to keep. When someone offends us or does something we don't like, we usually assume the worst. We exaggerate the situation instead of giving our brother or sister the benefit of the doubt. We also assume the worst about their motives and their intentions. And then we tend to do one of two things. We either attack them with an angry blast, or we brew and stew about it, talking about them behind their backs. How many arguments between friends and families have degenerated into feuds? How many relationships have been ruined by the rumor wheel? We spread lies and gossip like germs. They are contagious. And they have infected our families, our friendships, and our fellowship with poison. But that's not how it's supposed to be. A friend of mine, Pastor Michael Eckelkamp, says that we need to learn how to speak the truth in love without losing the truth or the love. We have to speak the truth in love without sacrificing either one. And as followers of Jesus Christ, we are united by truth. The truth of God's word. The truth of God's love and forgiveness. The truth of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. God's truth unifies us in one body, in one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all. Christian fellowship with God and with each other is based on truth. Jesus says, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. The truth gives faith and freedom and forgiveness and friendship with God. And that's why Paul tells us that we are to speak the truth in love. But it's not enough merely to speak the truth, we must speak the truth in love. Not everything that is true needs to be said. Be completely humble and gentle, writes Paul. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. So even if it's true that somebody hurt me or said something wrong against me, it doesn't mean that I need to skewer them for it in the court of public opinion. It's possible for us to speak the truth without being loving when we use the truth as a weapon to hurt people. We wear our hearts on our sleeves and then we smear it all over their faces. We bang them over the head with the Bible and beat them up because of their sins. We act all holier than thou, although as fellow sinners, we should always be lowlier than thou. We try to disgrace them instead of gracing them with the forgiveness that God has shown us. But God's truth is never intended to hurt or harm. Another friend of mine said in a sermon that the law is never hate speech. It's always the language of love. Luther's explanation of the Eighth Commandment illustrates this. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not tell lies about our neighbor, betray him, slander him, or hurt his reputation, but defend him, speak well of him, and explain everything in the kindest way. When God speaks his word of law to us, showing us our sins, his motivation is love so that he can grab our attention and bring us back to him. He wounds that he may heal. But all too often we wound because having been hit, we want to hit back harder. What we say may be the truth, but if it's not loving, we shouldn't say it. If we want to hurl insults or threats because they hurt us first, we should keep quiet instead. If we want to go and gossip about them to everyone we know, we're better off remaining silent. Not everything that's true needs to be said. The psalmist says, be angry, but do not sin. Psalm 4, verse 4. And later in Ephesians 4, Paul urges us, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven you. In the same way that God in Christ Jesus has forgiven you. Jesus himself says that if someone sins against you, you're not supposed to go and tell everyone about what a horrible thing the person did. He says, rather, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between him and you alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. Only after trying several times to reconcile with the other person do you even think about bringing other people into it. And even then, the motivation is not to gang up on them and beat them up. The motivation is always to reconcile with the other person and restore the relationship. You speak the truth about the other person's sin so that sin can be confessed and forgiven. And you speak the truth in love to protect their reputation and to preserve the unity that we have in the body of Christ. Jesus is the best one at speaking the truth in love. His law shows us our sin. His word of gospel shows us our Savior. The Bible says that Jesus is full of grace and truth. With Jesus, truth and grace always go together. Think of how many times Jesus spoke the truth in love. When people sinned, he wasn't afraid to tell them, but he always said it out of love, so they would turn from their sin and turn to him for mercy. To the woman caught in adultery, Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. To the sinful woman who washed his feet with her hair, he said, your sins are forgiven. To the wicked, crooked man, Zacchaeus, Jesus said, today salvation has come to this house. And when the Roman soldiers gambled for Jesus' clothes at the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing. Jesus never denied that these people sinned, but he didn't deny them grace either. He spoke the truth in love without sacrificing either truth or love. He spoke the truth. And he did it always from a place of love and for the sake of love. And Jesus forgives your sins. He forgives all your sins of anger and self-righteousness and hypocrisy and ungrace. Jesus says you're forgiven for all the times that you've gossiped stabbed somebody in the back, or twisted a story to hurt their reputation and make yourself look better or smarter. For all of that, you are forgiven. God's truth says, you're wrong, you sinned. But God's love in Christ says, and I have taken away your sins. Like the Roman soldiers, we are forgiven because we don't always know what we do. And Christ died on the cross that our sins might be washed in his blood and we might be made clean. Grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And the truth is that God's gift of grace is unmeasurable, not able to be measured. It's so abundant and so overflowing that you can never count or quantify it. Your cup runneth over. As Christ's love fills you up, it overflows and it spills out into the lives of the people around you. Your heart bleeds Christ's love. Your lips drip with it. And we learn to speak the truth in love, bearing with one another in love, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. We're all sinners, and none of us deserves grace. Grace is a gift. But God's love is greater than sin, and his grace is the biggest truth of all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.